share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Just 4 days ago, Xiaohongshu user Nicole has shared her horrible experience with her boyfriend at a well-known bar in Klang Valley. She mentioned that she decided to give this bar a second chance as her favorite DJ was spinning at the bar. I was told that there isn't a minimum spending required on weekdays and decided to order our drinks. Initially, we wanted to order a bucket, but was told by the waiters that their buckets are not available. After ordering a tower, we noticed that the other tables around us were able to order buckets of drinks. She added, halfway through, the waiter cleared our table and told us that we'd have to purchase a second tower in order to continue drinking there. She told the waiters that they've not finished their current order, but the waiters just poured their drinks into a few glasses. The waiters allegedly told them again, you need to purchase a second tower now to continue drinking here. When they refused to order a second tower, she claimed that the waiters then rounded up their table. At that point of time, it was just my boyfriend and I there along with a bunch of waiters. We felt really threatened, so we just quickly finished our drinks and left. In a recent interview with Nicole, she told us, it's so upsetting and frustrating because the bar has constantly emphasized that there will not be any minimum spending during the weekdays, Monday to Thursday. It felt like we were forced to spend and it was uncalled for the waiters to intimidate us. She told World of Buzz, following the incident, the bar has since reached out to Nicole to apologize for the unfortunate experience and offer her RM150 in store credit. They mentioned to her that they hope that she'll come support them again and delete the post. Nicole did not accept or respond to the request as she found it unfair. They've ruined my night with my boyfriend and they expect us to go back again with just RM150? RM150 is not even enough to cover the bill. Many netizens have also commented about their unpleasant experience in the post. The same thing happened to me last time. There were about 10 of us and they told us that it was fully booked and we could only grab a seat at the back. They also told us that if the people do not show up by 10 p.m. they will move us up. We waited for 2 hours for nothing. It was already 10 p.m. and the table in front was still empty. We asked again if we're able to move in front, but they mentioned to us that there has to be a minimum spending to be eligible for the seat. I wanted to tell them, if you had a minimum spending fee required, why didn't you tell us earlier? Even though our main point was to just have dinner and some drinks, our total bill actually came up to RM2U. The staff came over later to apologize, but it is very disappointing. We never went back after. The last time I went, I waited 4 hours for nothing. I went up and asked only to find out that they were already at max capacity. If we wanted to enter, we'd have to pay an entry fee. Here's the interesting part. I paid RM50 to the waiter and she told me there are seats at the back. We went inside and realized it was full as well. We were then chased out by waiters inside. The last time we went was also a weekday and there were 11 of us. They insisted that we sit outside, completely away from the live band. We asked if we can have a table inside and they just told us, if you want to sit you can, if not you can just wait out here. We found out that the upper floor was empty and if we'd like a table there, we must buy a bottle of liquor. We refused and the waiter said, if you want to sit go ahead, if not you can just wait. After that, some guy came out and arranged a seat for us inside but mentioned that we'd have to buy a tower. We asked the waiter to bring the cake out and get the live band to sing, Happy Birthday. We waited for so long only for the live band to say, thank you everyone and goodbye, our cake hasn't even arrived. We have also sent a follow-up message to the bar and are awaiting their response. Also read, bar in KL fined RM20,000 after video shows crowd dancing and partying without SOP. Source. Xiaohongshu source. Xiaohongshu source. Xiaohongshu source. Xiaohongshu source. Xiaohongshu. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.